There are two nekudas in the parasha that I'd like to share with you today. One is based on a pasuk Yetzer Chamishi, Perchav Tes, pasuk Lamed. The pasuk says, Shivas Yamim Yilbasham Hakayen Tachtav Mivanav. It says that when the Kayin Gadol wears the big day kahuna, Tachtav Mibanav, the one who replaces him from his children, also wears these begadim. And Rashi brings from Chazal that we learn from here, Asha Yakum Mibanav Tachtav Lakuna Gadaila, Kshimnu Liyais Kayin Gadol. We learn from here that when the Kohen Gadol passes on, his child has Kedima Malamit Shin Yeshloi, the Kohen Gadol Ben, the Malayas Mekaimai, Nimnu Kohen Gadol Tachtav. That if the Kohen Gadol has a son who's capable, even there may be someone better, but if he has a son who's capable of being Kohen Gadol, and he's Shemayim, he's adequate, so he's the Mamala Makim, Kuna Gadai Lugal Zirush. That's what we learn from this pasuk. The truth is, it's Lav Daka Kuhuna, Kuna Gadaila. It's really any Srara we learn out of a pasuk in Parashat Shaftim, that all positions in Klal Yisrael, any Srara, any position of authority in Klal Yisrael, is Yerid Beirusha. Goes down Beirusha as well. A Melech is, of course, and any of the other positions in Klal Yisrael also, they go down Beirusha. If the child is capable, he doesn't have to be the best, he has to be capable. So it also goes down Beirusha. And the truth is, there are many Achrayim who ask why we need this pasuk at all. Why do we need this pasuk? We already have Yena pasuk that applies to all Sarara. All Sarara goes Beirusha. So why do you need this pasuk? So this is a kasha that when you need a special pasuk for Kohen Gadol, the kasha, which a number of the mafarshei over there, the mafarshei atayra ask. There's an interesting exception to this, and that's the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that even though all positions in Klal Yisrael go down Beirusha, and Kohen Gadol even more so, because Kohen Gadol is a Farshah pasuk, but the Gemara says that a Kohen Meshuach Melchama, Kohen Gadol, who's Meshuach Melchama, as you know, the Kohen Gadol who goes to battle with Klal Yisrael, and his job is to speak to them, his job is to tell whoever's an exception that they can go, that they can leave. That Kohen Gadol is called Meshuach Melchama, and that the Gemara says in Yuma Dafayin Gimel that does not go down Beirusha, because it's a diuk in the Lashon HaKra. Shivat Yomim Yobasham Hakayin Takta Mibanav Ashayavai Elai Omaye Blasharis Bakaydish Ashayavai Elai Omaye. That this pasuk is only referring to that Kohen Gadol who has a right to go into the Omaye, which includes the Kaydish HaKadashim. So that Kohen Gadol has a right to go to Kaydish HaKadashim. His position goes down Beirusha. Tamir Mamayit Meshuach Melchama, that Meshuach Melchama, his position does not go down Beirusha. That's the Gzeres HaKasus. And it could be that that's why that answers the kasha. Why do you need a special pasuk here? Already a pasuk in Shaitan that all positions go Beirusha. So it could be in Achinami, the pasuk is not coming for the riboy of a regular Kohen Gadol. It's coming for the miyot of a Meshuach Melchama. That a Meshuach Melchama does not go, every position of Sarara goes down Beirusha. The truth in the Rashba, Chazonis goes Beirusha. Someone has a position to be a Chaz. Does it go down Beirusha? So the Rashba says it depends if being a Chazan is called Srara. Srara means you can control people. So he says a Chazan controls people very much. He can control how long it takes to get out of shul. So the Rashba says that's also the truth. So the Rashba is also a position of Srara. And the name also goes Beirusha if the child is capable of singing, of being a Chazan. But at any rate, the only exception of all the positions of Sarara that I mentioned is Meshuach Melchama, and if you're talking that that's the reason that you need this whole pasuk is more for the miyot than for the riboy, Parshas Nishnis for one chiddush, so it could be that that's the tenth. What's very interesting is the Havana of the Chafetz Chaim in this exception. Why point the position of Meshuach Lachama is the one exception to positions of Sarara, that Meshuach Lachama, that doesn't go be Yerusha. Why? So there's a Maisa that Rav Palm told over the Chafetz Chaim, where there was a dispute in a city, some city in Europe, over Rabbanus. It's an old shaila if Rabbanus goes Birusha. Kama v'kama chuna. One of those topics where you have kamat, all of the Gedolei Hara sometime or other had a chuva on the topic. Is Rabbanus Rara? It also goes Birusha. Well, no, Rabbanus is a job. It doesn't go Birusha. This is a big sichsuch in Kama Achrayim Yechaluk Edeis. The Chassam Sefer himself has two tshuvas. In his earlier tshuva, he paskin that it does not go. Bisrara, Rabbanus doesn't go. Shloisha Ksarame, Kesa Kuhuna, Kesa Malchus, go be Yerusha. Kesa Teres, Munach Vekaren Zavis, Kobi Sharaita Yavik Yito. The Chassam Sefer originally paskin that it does not go down, be Yerusha. But then in the following tshuva, he's closer. And he holds that to be a Talmud Chacham is not be Yerusha. But to have a position, the position does go be Yerusha. They're Chalukei Deis on the topic. Not surprisingly, most Rabbanim held that it does go be Yerusha. You are me to held that it doesn't go be Yerusha. But this is a... So there was an argument 100 years ago in Poland over a position of Sarara in a city. A Rav died. People wanted a certain other Rav from a different city to switch to come to that city. And there was another group that wanted the son of the Rav to take over the position. Even though they were minded, the other one's more capable. But he's also Talmud Chacham, he's also Yirei Shemayim, he can also answer Shailas. So they had this disagreement, which is a disagreement, and Kama Paiskim. So normally a community has a Shailas, they ask their Rav. They didn't have a Rav. It was Sufa, that's what they were arguing about. So both sides were machlid to go to the Chafetz Chaim, and he'll paskin whatever he'll say, that's what he'll do. So they came to the Chafetz Chaim. So vice versa, in the Etzam Shaila, the Chafetz Chaim held, like the Chassam Sefer, the Avnei Nezer, that Rabbanus does go Birush. Etzam he held that Rabbanus goes Birush, but he was mechalik. He said, we find Meshuach Mochama doesn't go be Yerusha. Let's have this point. Meshuach Mochama doesn't go be Yerusha. He said, because when you go to Mochama, it's a different story. When you go to Mochama, you don't take somebody who's good enough. When you go to Mochama, someone's also good, you take the best. You go to Mochama. He has to talk to the people, he has to encourage them, he has to raise the spirit. So when you go to Mochama, you're going to take the person who's also good. He's not the best, he's also good. He could also do the job. No, you go to Muhammad is a different story. You go to Muhammad, you need a Baal Muhammad. You need somebody who can do it. Someone who can do it the best way. Muhammad, you could win, you could lose a Muhammad. When it comes to Muhammad, it's a different story. It's a different need. So the Chafetz Chaim said, it depends why you need a Rav. If you need a Rav to answer your chicken shaylas and your chashim mishpat shaylas, the way you drop on and more of the tiris, a Rav sat and learned. Somebody had a player, Yeridaya Shaila, they came to the Rav. They had a Sikhs of Mechashim Mishpat, they came to the Rav. They needed Kedushin, they came to the Rav. They needed Gidden, they came to the Rav. That was the Rav's job. The Rav said, he paskin habach. So such a position, that's a position of Sarara, and it goes Birush. But there are times that require a Rav that's Baal Mocham. That's a Meshuach Mocham. There are times where the avir in the world is very challenging. The period of the Maskilim, the period of all the influences. We don't live in a shtetl anymore. We don't live in a insulated area. Every single person is exposed to the world and exposed to challenges. And there's constant. It's constantly a mochava. The yitzharas today are constant. The yitzharas to pull a person away from everything. Chavetz Chaim said that now at times, the Rav has to be a Meshuach Mocham. You need a Rav who can fight the battle. Doesn't mean he has to fight with his Mishpavlim. It means he has to help his mustalim fight against the influence all around. He has to be someone that can inspire the people. He wants someone to answer Shaibas. It goes to Sarah. But if you need somebody that's going to inspire people and try to get people, motivate people, that's a Mashiach Chatzim. The lesson of the position of Sarara is that it goes that the one position that doesn't go be Yerusha is Mashiach Mechama is this message, that when it comes to Mechama you need the best person. You can't say he can also answer Shailas. You're talking about need the biggest Yerida expert. That's for Rav who's a Paisik of Sakalacha. When it comes to Mashiach Mechama, that you need. This idea, I think, is very emes in practical terms, is maneno. When people leave yeshiva, comes a time and a person goes out to work, his influence. I see guys leave yeshiva, so they try to come back on Sundays, it never sticks, it never works. You know, come back Sunday, come back night, then eventually you have to fall into your own place, your own chabura. That people are in your masses where your brother still comes at night. Comes here at night, doesn't know who he is. Yeah, but first, well, guys first leave yeshiva, they like, I'll still come to yeshiva at night. Their friends are here. But on Sunday, it's not. When a person leaves, you have to find a makim that's the other chabura of people that are like you, have your challenges, have your nesiyahidness. And you can't come to yeshiva where the person is working all day, so he has 2 hours to learn at night. It's a night side, you can't come to yeshiva with the guys who are here all day and all tired from learning, so they come late, they leave a little early. You have to be in a chabura, people who are your masses, your challenges out in the world. A lot of things are available. A lot of different shuls are available, and a lot of different, even within a shul, there are all kinds of people. In any given shul, I have my shul people who come and they daven there, and that's all. You know, see from them, you hear from them, okay, once in a while they buy an aliyah, once in a while. But it's not a emsoi to grow in ruchnius. There are other people who get involved. I don't mean necessarily getting involved in upkeep of the shul, but get involved in learning the dharma of the shul. It's a derech of aliyah. It's a different group of people, but from the beginning till 10 years later, there's a very big difference between the two. People who are involved, people who are who make a shul a place. It's a protection against the influences from the outside. So that's. Rabbi Isaac Sher asked, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create war? War is a terrible thing. Mohammed is a terrible thing. There's such a mitzvah from Mohammed in the world. So he said that Isaac HaKadosh is Baruch Mohammed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Mohammed because normally change is very gradual. When there's Mohammed, change is very quick. The Roman Empire could fall in one day because there were Mohammeds. So it could suddenly fall. Otherwise there are no sudden changes. Mohammeds generally ought to make sudden changes. The same thing a person's own Mohammeds. A person's Olaichem could make changes. Otherwise it's very, very difficult. So Zakta Chafetz Chai, and you need a Ra who's a Mashiach Mohammed. That's what you have to look for. Somebody who's a Mashiach Mohammed, somebody who's willing, and he's willing. Usually the people have to be willing to somebody with whom you can connect and with whom you can have such a relationship on the Shabbat. This is the Chafetz Chaim's insight into this Biyut here in the Pasuk. And the second Akuda I wanted to talk about is more of a halachic issue. And it's rather a topic which is connected to the Parsha and connected to the second parak in Gittin, which we'll learn. Where in the second paragraph of Gittin do you have anything to do with Big Nekona? So it could be there's more than one place, but there's two lines on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph about the tzitz. It's interesting, the Gemara there talks about whether you can make a guess like the tzitz, etched into a piece of gold, a piece of silver, a piece of metal, whether a get could be etched in chakika, whether engraving it is also an adequate for a get. So the Gemara there talks about the kashrus of a get. So it brings from the tzitz Actually, in our parsha, when it describes it, it says "Upitachta Allah pituchei chayim kadosh Hashem." The lashon akra was "Upitachta," which is not a common lashon. I don't know how to teach. Later, "Pikudei," it says "Beyichtavu Allah." It uses a lashon ksiva as it sits. "Beyichtavu Allah michta pituchei chayim kadosh Hashem." At the, it said Kaddish Hashem and the Tzitz, you all know. Yichtavu Allah, it's something that was written on the Tzitz. Use your Lashon Ksiva. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from here. It talks about the Ksav of the Tzitz, that it was violet, it was pressed out of the Tzitz, the ice is so pressed out, so then it says Yichtavu. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from here that's also Ksiva. That's Hakika, the etching out of letters in metal. That's also Ksiva. The Gemara brings a raya from here. And that's Takana Maskana. Maskana we pass it, Hakika Ksiva. That even though a Sefer Torah can't be that way, you can't write a Sefer Torah by etching it, because it's Xeris HaKasov, a Pasik Ala Sefer B'Jai, a Pasik Nirmia, later Nirmia. But again, it could be written Hakika Ksiva. Same thing in Hilchos Shabbos. If you're learning something and you want to mark the place, you can't write on Shabbos, but you'll press with your fingernail a little mark on the side of the paper, so later you'll be able to find it. So that's also on Shabbos. Because Chakika Kiksiva, Chakika, pressing with your fingernail to make a Rishon, is all to do it deliberately. To make a Rishon, that's Chakika Kiksiva. That's why we paskin that Chakika is Kiksiva. I had a big kasha on this Indian. And during the summer, as an Eretz Yisrael, the truth is I'm very reluctant to bother the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. I usually have some people go a lot. I don't know, I'm always reluctant. The Mishnah says, Shichas and Shichas Akrav. I go to see them, battle with them, but I usually don't. Never went into a Chankin Yeski before. But I was in Bnei Brak, a relative of mine was punked. I was down in Mincha. Where Chaim Davins and a relative of mine was there, so he said, no, you gotta come in. I think he also felt good, he wanted to show me that he can get me into Chaim. So he got me in. So I asked him two questions then. And one is the question that I'm going to ask you now, something that's halacha l'maisa, and it has to do with the tzitz, and it has to do with git and parak beis, and it has to do with the pasuk and yirmiyah I'm up to, like it all comes together, all in one shah. I'll tell you what I asked. The Ramah says that if you have a birthday cake, it's Isis. So the Ramah says it's also to cut down on Shabbos. It's like, I think we all know that if you have anything, a uga, it says in the Ramah, a cake with letters on it, so you don't cut that on Shabbos, because cutting letters is also considered to be meichik. This Ramah's psak is very controversial. The Dodom Ravava, which is Nevi Yehuda, is Chaylik, he's Makniya. He brings many tzeruf from the Hakel. He says it's a Dabar Shein Meskavin, it's not Mechika Amanas to write again, and it's a Makalkel, and it's Mechshein Tzricha Lekufa. He brings four things, and he's Matmiya on this Chumrah. And the Makar that the Ramah brings it from, he says it's a Tos. It's not talking there about these type of Isis. And he argues, and the truth is many Paiskim pass in Lakula. Nikitza Shulchan Aruch, I think, is Meikol. The Archa Shulchan is Meikol. But we're Machmer, because the Mishnah Berurah is Machmer. The Mishnah Berurah passes like the Ramah. And therefore we're Machmer. We don't cut cakes that have Isis on. The Mishnah Berurah brings, it's actually, he brings Lush in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says there's an exception. What's the exception? Magen Avraham says that when are we Machmer on cutting these cakes, that's only if it's letters on the cake. Just like when you write with ink on a piece of paper. On a cake, you write with icing on a cake. That's awesome. Now, she'en ken, if the letters are pressed into the cake, if they're chokuk into the cake, then he says it's mutter. And it's mutter, and there's no iser. That's what it says in the Magen Avraham. There are many, some sucking candies that have letters pressed into them. They are, that you usually don't cut. but they are cookies, crackers that have letters pressed in. You have some chocolate bars that have letters pressed into the chocolate bar. So the Magen Avraham says, and Shabura passed and said, you're allowed to break, you're allowed to cut. Because if it's pressed in, it's not like siva, it's not ink. It's not written with something. And that's Pashtus, the reason. He doesn't say the reason, but he says that that is no issue. It bothered me, what's the kasha? If we paskin in our Gemara, Chakika Kiksiva, and in the Shabbos, you know how to press with your fingernail on a piece of paper and write. So we pass the chakika is kiksiva. So what's pshat in this kula? In this kula, what's the pshat? So I asked him this question. So even though everyone who goes always says kainistika turutzim, he told me he doesn't know. But he told me it could be makel. There's so many mekilim in the first place. I'm makel anyway. So if Mishabu is makel, you have kasha, could still be makel as we go. So. So the kasha bothered me. So I suggested that the derech efsher, the teretz. What I suggested was to say, maybe, when do we say chakika kiksiva is when you have a piece of something and you do a maisa chakika. You press into the thing and you chaykek. You have a piece of gold, and you press into it, and you chaykek, so that, chaykekas kiksiva, and that, you have the din, kiksiva, you press your fingernail, but you chaykek, you do a maisa kiksiva, you do a maisa chaykeka. But by these cakes, or these cookies, they're originally made with a mold. They're not, nobody scratches anything out or presses it down. Originally, they're poured into a mold, or made in a mold, originally baked in a mold, and since they're originally made that way, so maybe that's
letters are in a
that's mold. Different.
What? Letters in a mold, you want to cut it? Okay, yeah, letters not the cake, it's in a mold.
It's in a mold.
I mean, it's like it's molded out, but it's coming outwards. It's
protruding out.
Yeah.
So how would you be the same thing?
That's coming
out. No difference protruding in, protruding out. Either way, it was no mice either. And for Mishnah Berurah, it seems that that's matter too. And maybe that's why it's matter. Sorry, yeah.
What about something in the corner of a book?
Yeah, it's a separate issue. There is ink on it, so that's ksiva. I'm talking where there's no ink, where it's called ksiva. So I suggested this to Reb Chaim. He smiled. It looked like he liked it. Maybe just was being nice to me. I don't know if he does this all the time. But by reputation, he doesn't just smile to make people feel good. Reputation is that he's an Ishevist. When you say something wrong, he lets you know. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to make my cousin from the Iraq feel good. He said it's a very nice terrace. So he told me it's a problem because it's mashma, the tzitz was made with its fuss. So I told him, then it's a tiyusta. And my terrace is wrong. What do you mean it's a nice terrace? He said, no, maybe it's right anyway. I don't understand what he was saying, but you know, I can't. That was the end of my conversation with him. So I got back to the Beis Medrash. I figured I got to figure this out. What does it mean? It's a nice terror. Maybe it's just saying to make me feel good, but this was made with its fuss. Then it's then my terror is wrong, because that's the whole Gemara brings the example of the tzitz. So I took out a Rambam with Sugat Seichem here in the Gemara, and I see that it's a machlokes. The Rambam derives. The Rambam says that the tzitz was pressed out. It was actually pressed outwards from the back. The letters were chokuk outwards via diet. They were chaykik it. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says it was made bitfus. It wasn't made chokuk. Actually, Lashon HaGemara is it was kimatveya. It was like coins that are pressed out. So I guess the Ravid understands kimatveya. Matveya is made with a form. They're poured into a form. So the Ravid argues with the Rambam. However, the Kesef Mishnah writes in a few words, why does the Rambam disagree with the Ravid? He says the Ba'ina Ksiva, which is similar to what I was saying, that you need a Ksiva, that you need a Maisa Chakika, and the Chassam Sefer in the back of the Franco Rambam, he takes him to the Chassam Sefer and gives him Tavchav, which I looked up. And the Chassam Sefer says, Kamat, like what I said, is the Lashon of Chassam Sefer. Spirulei la Rambam, Kol ha'echad iksiv v'yichtayv, which is say v'yichtavu, v'yichtavu alav pituchei chaisam, sarach li'ayf b'payel kapa v'maisa yadav. It has to be that you fashion the letter, shalak ha'isay. She'akol ha'ayf nichtav al yad al yidei maisa yetzba'isa. That you fashion the letter with your hand. Lashik siva mashma maisa yadav, v'layayday tfus. Some cipher is mamish this nekuda. That to be ksiva, it has to be something that you make with your ksiva, and you have to fashion the letters, you have to create the letters. The fus actually is also maise yadav. You're also pouring it into the fus, but you're not making the letter. The letter is coming by itself. The making of the letter can't be something that happens by itself. You can't be gutterim the letter. You have to do it via dayan. And that's from Saifi says that's the reason that the Rambam holds it wasn't done the fus. That's why he has this whole Shita, that it was done the Hakika B'Yadayim, and with that he explains the Rambam. So it seems that my Yishuv is good like Shita Saramba, not like Shita Saraydin. Totally in the Machlek is the Rambam and the Raydin. There's Teretz that's shot in the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. Why is these types of cookies or chocolate bars, you know better, I don't know which chocolate bars have and which ones don't, but the ones that have the ISIS on them, it's not about the ISIS, by the way, pictures, there's also an Issa Mechika. If you have a chocolate with a flower on it or something, if it's just a design, it's not a picture of something, that is no Issa. But it's a picture of something, same, it'll be the same problem. So if it's pressed out of the chocolate, so that's Mutter. Because the Mishnah Berurah apparently is going with the Shita Sarambam. Shita Sarambam is that you need a Maisa Chakika, you have to create the letter of Yadayim in order for it to be a letter. Mashen Kain, the Shita Saraydid, is that no, even if it's also a letter. So it comes out, very interesting. How is it tzitz made? Machlaikis. How is it tzitz made? That Machlaikis, L'chaira, is totally... It's totally whether you can eat a chocolate bar. And Lamaiti could do it, as I say, Mishnah Berurah. But it seems that in the Makar HaDavar, the question of whether you can, if you have a chocolate bar with the letter pressed, whether you can crack it, whether you can break it, or you have a cracker, a lot of Israeli crackers have the word Osim or whatever company pressed into it, are you allowed to break it? That's totally in the Machlaikis. How is it tzitz made? Like the Rambam, that the tzitz was made the Chakika, because the Yotbit Fus, it doesn't have a Dixiva. So these cookies and cakes are all made with fuss. So you're allowed to do it. Rav Chaim Knievsky's title that his title was, Stami Man, somebody said, oh, Rishayim, maybe they're more Rishayim, we'll get to that class. But the right of Shita is, with fuss is also ksiva. That's how the tzitz was made, by pouring the metal into a form. So here, fuss is also ksiva, lagabi tzitz. So what then lagabi Shabbos, same sugi of chakikik ksiva. What then lagabi Shabbos, it'll be awesome. So it comes out how Torah is so intertwined. You know, you start talking to somebody, how is it tzitz made? This way, that way. So you're like, person has such a lamed, they're not listening so much. Tzitz made like this, made like that, yeah. You start telling him it's nafkamina if he can break his chocolate bar, and he wakes up, you know. Well, it's nafkamina, the tzitz was made if I can break my chocolate bar, yeah? Because the crack that sits on Shabbos was zecha aser. Because the Gemara says, whatever the tzitz was, the Gemara says that was ksiv. So we all the tzitz was mitzvahs. So then the tfus is awesome. You all like the Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah, and the way the Sefer plays the Kesef Mishnah. That the Rambam holds tfus is not ksiva, dafka chakika is ksiva. So then it's awesome. It's interesting.
You're
allowed to eat your derech achila, it's always mutter, even a birthday cake. You're allowed derech achila to bite into it, so that's mutter. Even bayer is mutter derech achila. A person with his mouth could spit out the pits. Derech achila, there's no wisdom. Questions about breaking it or cutting it, that's where the man is. What? The writer just says there was something close. I'm guessing that the writer's makar is the Gemara on that cup, says that sitz was kimatea, like a coin. What it means that it was like a coin that it protruded, it wasn't pressed in. The pashit, like a coin, it was made with foot. Ranov says, no, if I could coin that it was protruded, but how did they make it protrude? They did a chakika from the back. They did a maisa chakika, so the letter should be created in maisa yod. What? Coins today are minted. Coins were once more than the world of France.
Anything that's made by machine is
according. There's no maisa chakika, then it's no problem. So we'll come in. By chakika, if it's icy, it's made by a machine. That's if it's ink on paper, that would be awesome, no matter what. But
it's like a
are you allowed to create letters? You want to take some clay or some soft food and make it into the shape of a letter. According to the Rambam, it's not a derisa. It would come out. Not a derisa. What about doing it with fuss? You have an answer with ink. There's with ink. No, he's asking when you're doing it with mold. According to this, there's certainly no issue with derisa. There is a drop on it. I don't know. You have to compare the list of the rabbanim by Ksiva. I don't know if any of them are comparable. No, that's separate. That's a separate issue. But you're correct. That's the famous Taz and all the Chalkim on the Taz. Taz seems to say it's good. Yeah, Chalkim on the Taz. Anyway, there's a third need besides the chocolate and the fish. Yeah.
The divided Poland say something for the Mamba. Or the Rama.
By which issue?
By the case of is it double shur is coming, is it
the Rabbi doesn't say anything about it. The Rabbi doesn't write about it. So we're free to guess how he held. There's another place where this comes up, and it really opens up a lot of possibilities. I'll mention the Nakuda to you. And Lam Disalato Dacha. There's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya Reish Ayin Vav Sif Yud Gimel. It says that if you have a keli that has the oisius of Hashem on it, you have to cut off the part of the keli that's oisius Hashem and put it in Shemus. There are many tshuvas. There's a tshuva about someone that donated a menorah for the bima, for the shulchan, for the chazan davens, and pressed into it, engraved in it, was something like Shavisi Hashem was oisius Tamid, but a yud kei bavkei. Or there's a tshuva about panamiris, about glasses. There was a gemach that for the chevrei gemach they had glasses, skuchis, and they had Hashem's name engraved on the glass as part of the decoration. So Shulchan Aruch had said, if you have such a keli, you have to cut out the Shem Hashem and be guided it. As they state in Machaber Shulchan Aruch. So there's the part of the Iris was asked about his case with the glasses that had the Shem Hashem on it. So the part of the Iris is Machadish Achidish. Piskechuva brings it out there in Yardaya. That, no. What's the Makar that you have to be Gaimis? Letters that are engraved in a Keli. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says Yardai Takalim, the handle of a Keli. Makare Amita, or the leg of a bed that has the Shem Hashem. You cut it out and you Gaimis it. Why? He says because it's a Bezayin. It's a Bezayin. Kisvei Kaidish, that the Kisvei Kaidish should be on Yodei Takelim, on the Kari Amita. It's a Mizayim. But he's Machadish, the Panamiris, that if it's made in a way that's not a Mizayim, if the Yudke Bavke is it's on a Menorah by the Bima, that's the case in the Chuvas Hashem, or it's in a nice Zechuchis on a nice glass made of Ibederach Kavit, then he's Machadish, that there's no problem. There's no the chakika of the letters is the whole issue is only a bezayin issue and there's no problem. It's not a derech bezayin. Then he writes, he's mesupik to be simech on this svara. He writes at the end of the tshuva. Certainly, what you could do is cover it, make a nice covering for the glass that the shame shouldn't show, and then you could drink from the glass. It won't be a bezayin, and that's a psak. And I read the Psak, I was like, oh, what are you talking about? And the way I understand it, he read the Shulchan Aruch wrong. Chakikas Kiksiva. So, if I write a Yud Kei Vav Kei on a piece of cloth, so I can later use that cloth, I want to use it to as a napkin to hold a piece of cake. I could use it. Tashmisha Kedusha, or Asa Ba'ana. It's not if I ride on a cloth, on a cloth, I can't use that cloth later. Even with Derech Kavod, I can't use it. Tashmisha Kedusha, it's also Lishtamish Be'ah. So what the world is he saying? Chakikas Kekseva. So of course, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you chakik kelim, you have to cut it out and put it in Shemus. Just like if you write Yud Kevok on a piece of paper, you have to cut it out and put it in Shemus. The kelim you have to put in Shemus. I still don't really understand where did the Panim Yiris get such a pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. And granted, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, Yodei Sakevim, Kari Amita. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kli. The Panim Yiris seems to learn wrong. I can't say wrong pshat, but he seems to learn wrong pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. And when we get to Daf Chaf, we're going to have to figure out pshat in this. I mean, the Gemara says, Chakika Kiksiva. So Chakika Kiksiva, then the Chakik into something, it should be the same din, as if you wrote on a cloth. You can't take a cloth and has a Shem Hashem, you'll cover it, no one can see it, now you use it to hold the glass, they're talking about a drinking glass, to hold the drink. So here you are. They put a piece of cake on top of it, what? So, that's why I mentioned this. The only way I can understand the part of the use, the only way I can understand is he's assuming there's no Chakika Kiksiva on these glasses. Chakika Kiksiva. The only way his psak would make sense is if you say my chiluk, my chiluk, it's the Rambam's chiluk, the Kesavishna's chiluk. If you make this chiluk, that the is a difference between Chakika, where you do a Maisa Chakika, that a Maisa Chakika, that's Chakika Kiksiva. Or if you do it in a mold. You do it, maybe he's talking in a mold. Usually glass, nowadays, you scratch it into the glass. I don't know. Maybe 250 years ago, it was different. Maybe then it was poured into a mold. I don't know. But that would seem to be a logical chilek. A way to answer the part of you, otherwise the part of you would be very sure. Look upon him, these are the three in Yanim Tzitz, the chocolate, cake, and the kelim, the amor in Yanim. And when we get to it, every sugya has to have a chakira. I think when we get to it in Daf Chaf, I hope it won't be too long. I'd like to declare, when you're chaykik Isis of Hashem, what are the Isis? Is it the avir of the chakika? Is it the air in the chakika that's the ice? Or is it the metal that's on the bottom of the chakika? What is the yud, let's say? Is the metal underneath? Or it's the avir of the chakika.
And it's through and through.
What?
Through and through. So
you cover. Oh, that'll be an akamina. It goes through and through. Is that chakika kitsiba
also?
What?
Side.
Well, side. Side, or I was thinking, I know there's a Shlomo Engel clairs, if you engrained. Shlomo Engel doesn't know what the part of it is. If you have a Yudke Vokke and a Kaili, you have to cut it off. So he clairs, you have to cut off just. Let's say if you have to thickness, it's enough to cut it to its width, or in the whole depth of it, you have to put in. He says the whole depth of it, you have to put in shem. You know, he seems to hold that it's, what?
Luchas went through and through. So
the luchas went through and through, it's a raya which way?
There.
But it can be very geschmack. The Taisvis on Daf Chaf asks, so also get Chakika Kiksiva. So Taisvis asks, why don't they bring the luchas? Why don't they bring Charas Ala luchas? Of course, I'll say it'd be very geschmack. Doesn't mean Chara Saluga, they always throw it through. That's a different story. That's not the subject. So we'll see if you remember this 3 weeks from now. We'll get there. It's Hashem. It'll be full Purim time. Just right. And it's Hashem. We'll get there. But it seems, at least the site that we're talking about today is Tully and how the tzitz was made. So we hope Mashiach will come. He'll let us know exactly how they made the tzitz. We'll know what to do with the chocolate bars.